Okay, let's learn to daven. Tuesday night, Parshas Toldos, Tavshanayin, hey. Okay, you know, interdispersed in our davening shiurim, sometimes we have things that are a little bit more general than pratiyusik. We're in the middle of Ayivarach David. What I'd like to do tonight is I'd like to say something else which came to me about tefillah, which I think is extremely important, which I want to share with you. On Parshas Noach here in Shul, I spoke about a kasha, which is not my kasha, it's a very famous kasha. And for some reason, we've been zeicha, Baruch Hashem, to a number of brisim in the shul. And I want to interject right now when I said we've been zeicha to many brisim, that of course the shir tonight is dedicated, le'ili nishmas, the, oh, Rechman al-Tzan, what happened today on Yod Gimel of Parshas told us, Tov Shinai and Hay and Har Nof, and the victims and the wounded. For the victims, it should be an Eloi, and for the wounded, it should be a Sus. Okay, so on that note, we've had a number of bris and Baruch Hashem, and by a bris, we had a number of bar mitzvahs, and an offer of, by brisim, we say, Geshem Shinechnas the bris, just like the baby right now is having a bris, so too he should be zeicha to Torah chuppah ma'isim toivim, which is the same bracha, which is not as well known, but it's the same bracha we say by pidyon aben as well. So everybody asks the kasha, Torah pashas is bar mitzvah. That's when you're chayev. So that's when you're chayev and ma'isim toivim also. So first of all, Torah includes mitzvahs. And number one. Number two, why you put the chuppah in between? Why do you put Ma'isim Tovim last? Torah and Ma'isim Tovim come at the same time? These are all the Veltz kashas. Everybody asks those kashas. So, I saw Shlomi, actually, dear son-in-law, showed me that Rav Moshe Zatzal asked this kasha in Parshas Balesa. Okay? Now this is a bracha, which is a tefillah. That's why I'm talking about it tonight, the Tuesday night shiur. So, what does Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe asked this kasha. Torah and Ma'isim Tovim are the same thing. So Rav Moshe wants to say a chiddush. An incredible chiddush. You a lady? A kohen? I'm the only kohen. The only person from Sheva Levi. Now you know that Mashiach's coming tonight, right?
Hope so.
So when he comes, we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. You're all going to get land in Eretz Yisrael, which we're able to build on, plant on. It's going to be an agricultural-based society or a land-based society, whatever it's going to be. And I'm not going to get any land. How am I going to live? You're going to give me trumas and maizers. Right? Now there's a halacha in Maseches Brachos, it's mentioned in Maseches Brachos, it's learned out of a pasuk, that if you bring in your sheaves of wheat, and you bring them in through the skylight of your house, and not through the door.
Morabeah.
What does it say?
Somewhere around Daf Lamed.
What does it say?
Eis, Gimel.
What does it say?
So if you bring it through the skylight of your house, are you chayav and meiser or not, right?
What does Umar say? Umar says you're not.
Right, yeah.
You're potter from shumas and meiser. You're potter from shumas and meiser, okay? Potter from shumas and meiser. So ask your meisha, what's the pshat? I have to live, right? I don't have any land in Eretz Yisrael because I got to work in the base of Migdash. You got to give me sustenance so I can live. You don't have to give me sustenance. You can bring it all through in the roof. And you're potter. So Moshe Feinstein's kasha. So what's the answer? What's the answer?
Someone says Yerusha Shemayim won't do it that way.
That's a nice person. A nice person Yerusha Shemayim won't do it that way. Moshe Feinstein says like this. He says, a person who has Abbas HaMitzvahs won't do it that way. You have to really be in love with mitzvahs. Because if you bring it into the roof, you're not going to be doing the mitzvah of Trumas HaMitzvahs. If you bring it into the door, you will be. So a guy can say, listen, I'd rather have my money and forget the mitzvah. But those people who love to do mitzvahs would rather spend the money and do the mitzvah. Zachar Moshe Feinstein, Klal Yisrael only exists because of Avos HaMitzvahs. Because if nobody will love to do the mitzvahs, the Kanam Levim, it's over. It's over. There got to be people who love to do mitzvahs. And he says, it's not only Yechidim, because Yechidim can't support all the Kanam. It has to be a mass of people who want to do it. And it can't be for 1 year. It has to be they want to do it every year.
If they do, like, bring it to the
roof, skylight,
and they're potter, then and they consider it to be over on any yeser.
No,
they're
not over on any yisurim. They're just, you know, they're cutting corners, so to speak. But it's not even cutting corners. They're just lacking an avah.
They're not doing anything wrong.
What's the halacha l'maisa? To where it sits us, what do you need?
Four corners.
You don't have four corners, what happens?
Then you're over an ace if you wear it.
If you wear it. But if you don't wear four corners?
Then nothing.
No chiv and tzitzis. You go your whole life without wearing tzitzis. No four cornered beggar, no tzitzis. So Moshe Feinstein says, who wears tzitzis? Avos HaMitzvahs. Avos HaMitzvahs. Now, so Moshe Feinstein, Kishem Shenechlas the Brisky, Nikonis the Torah, Lechupa, Lemaisim Toivim. That Maisam Toivim does not mean Maisam Toivim Stam. That's already included in Torah. Maisam Toivim means the desire to do Maisam Toivim with Ahava. Yeah? Maisam Toivim with Ahava.
Not Derech Harubos.
Right. Not Derech Harubos. A Gesundheit von Kepler. Beautiful. 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 Solo Maisa. I'm thinking that according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, that maybe you can say two more things. One is that the order, which Rav Moshe does not address, the reason for the order now of Torah Maisim Tovim is, in order to get to do mitzvahs ba'ava, you got to live a life as a bar mitzvah bacha built on Torah and mitzvahs regularly, and then you got to get married and build a house, and then you can hit a darga of avas mitzvahs. To give your stuff away when you don't have to. So once you have Torah, build the foundation, chuppah, make the foundation solid, and then you can do maisim toivim of not tilling you how to do already, not kiddush, not matzah and sukkah, and benching. Avos HaMitzvahs. Trumas and maisers, tzitzis. Oh, that's a big bracha already. That's another measure. That's number one. Number two, as the only kohen in this room, I'd like to tell you about another kasha. And this kasha is a very famous kasha. You put on tefillin this morning?
Yeah,
you made a bracha?
Yeah.
Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam v'shekin yishonu v'tzoysev v'tzivonu laniach tefillin. Ba'ava?
Shena.
Do you say laniach tefillin ba'ava?
Probably not enough.
I didn't ask you if you said it with love. I said, did you say the word Ba'ava?
Oh, I thought you meant, did I say it with love?
No.
Ba'ava? No, I didn't use it. That's not the matter.
Your wife benched Lich last Friday?
Yeah.
Baruch HaTorah Hashem HaKinu Mechol HaMashekin Yishonu Mitzoy Sivonu Lahadlik Ne'er Shel Shabbos. Ba'ava?
No.
No. The only person who makes such a baruch is me. Baruch HaTorah Hashem HaKinu Mechol HaMashekin Yishonu B'Kushoso Shel Aaron Yisivonu Levorech Azam Yisrael Ba'ava. Well, how come? It's also not my kasha. It's a very famous kasha. Mitamol, you say Ba'av. I'll tell you more than that. I have a list in the back of the Sefer that I learned with in the Kahanim Shia that we have on Tuesday night before this year. Of about 15 brachas. 15 brachas. And you know what's with these 15 brachas? There's a bracha on Zrikas Hadam. It's a bracha. All the brachas that Kahana make in the Beis HaMikdash, which we've never heard of in our life, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, Rachman al-Hassan. You know what? All those brachas are said, Baruch HaTor HaShem Elokeinu Melech HaYilu Mashekin Yishonu, Bekidushoso Shel Aaron, Vitzivonu, Lizrek Dam.
This is not Ava, no.
You don't say Ba'ava. So what's Ba'ava about? Anybody have any idea what's Be'ahava?
In that particular bracha?
Yeah.
You say it through during davening. Habachar B'Yamo Yisrael B'Ahava.
Okay, fine. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chose us. What is this bracha? We're making a bracha. What is this bracha? I'd like to tell you pshat. What does Yivarechacha mean? Yivarecha Hashem b'Yishmerecha. What does it mean?
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Right? What?
Protect you.
Guard you. Beautiful. 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 You know what Rashi says in Chumash? Yivarechacha. She is Baruch Nechosecha. What does that mean? Your Nechosim should be blessed. What does that mean?
Your possessions.
Yishmerecha shel yavo alecha shaydim. Nobody should take it away from you. All the brachas are about things that we should receive. You ready? I'm the Kohen, right? You're not, right? You give me Shuvos HaMaishos?
Not currently.
Thank you very much. You give me Shuvos HaMaishos? Yisrael give God and Shuvos HaMaishos?
Oh, generally, yeah.
General. How do they give it to them? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein?
Yeah.
Ooh. You give it to them. Do they have to give it to them?
Yeah, yeah.
They do?
Supposed to.
Supposed to. Do they have to?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we just said before there's a Gemara that you can carry it through the skylight and avoid it.
Well, yeah, but in general they do. I mean, unless there's...
I asked you. I said...
Theorem, whatever you want to call
it. Do they have to do it? Can they avoid doing it? How's that?
Yeah, they can avoid doing it.
Okay, and what's going to stop them from avoid doing it, says Rav Moshe Feinstein?
Lack of Ava.
What will spur them on to do it? Ava. Zok to Kahanim... You give us sustenance with Ava. We bless your sustenance with Ava. We don't just bless your sustenance. We bless it with love. Tzivanu levorech esama Yisrael, we bless you. We don't say the words robotically. We bless you. We bless you with love. Why do we bless you with love? Metamo, we bless you with love. Why don't we do anything else with love, as we asked before? Why all of a sudden are we doing this with love? What's the answer, dear sirs? Why am I blessing you with love? What's the answer? Oh, you know why I'm blessing you with love as a Kayan? Because you bless me with love. You bring me Trumas and Maestros with love. I bless you with love. I bless you with love. You bring me Trumas and Maestros with love. You want to keep Klal Yisrael functioning? Would you support me and I support you? You know what happens when a Kayan stands by the Aron and Duchens? You know what happens? Doesn't the pasuk go on? V'samu v'shemi abnei Yisrael v'ani avorachem. V'Yisrael v'askim im hakahanim. When a person stands up to duchen, the shechina is there. The conduit of the bracha from the shechina to Klal Yisrael is through the... Do you know where Rav Aaron Simon came to America? He was machpit to do what? You remember what he was machpit to do when he came to America? What else was he machpit to do? He was machpit to get a minion of Sfardim.
Right.
So he could hear duchen every day.
So the Sfardim here at Iraq are called duchen?
2949 coil, they duchen every day. 2949 tui, they duchen every day.
Just by Shacharis, though, yeah?
Yeah. Twice on Shabbos. Twice in Rosh Chodesh. Three times in Yom Kippur.
So Duchening raises the level of the rest of us?
Duchening gives us a bracha. Gives us a special bracha from Hashem.
So it's possible the Chutzart should do it anyway. Is that the
Shabbat? Svardim do it, not Ashkenazim.
Yeah.
Therefore, since the Svardim are doing it, he wanted a chaparayim. I guess he felt that there was a shmira from that bracha. When Rav Shadron came to America, he would daven with Svardim so that he could duchen. He was a kohen. When I left Eretz Yisrael after I learned there for the only time in my life for 6 weeks, from Nochem Partsofis, the Rashiva of the Mir, the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, said to me, "You're a kohen. How can you leave Eretz Yisrael?" You duchen every day. How can you give up a mitzvah of duchen? That's why I love to go to the show. Besides everything else, I do it every day. twice on Shabbos.
It's definitely a mitzvah
kiyumis. Oh, that's a good question. I was just wondering about that myself. The kohen doesn't have to duchen. He can walk out before davening. So maybe the kohen voluntarily does this mitzvah, the ahava, to the levim, to the Yisraelim. We'll talk about levim in a minute. To the Yisraelim, who voluntarily do the mitzvah of giving trumas ma'aseros. He's representing the levim. The levim don't make this bracha, only the kana. But you know, the shevet Levi is represented. This one that there's this concept of doing mitzvahs b'ahava. So the next time you're at a bris, it's going to be a bris Thursday morning. It was a bris this morning, bris yesterday morning. Baruch Hashem. Thursday morning be a bris. Kishem shenichnas the bris. Kini kadosh l'tayva. L'chupa l'maisim tayvim, that the baby should love to do mitzvahs. Not only the baby should do mitzvahs. Not only the baby should learn Torah. The baby should get married. The baby should love to do mitzvahs.
What would the Rav do if you're in a Sephardi minyan now? Would you do it?
I done with Sephardim here?
No, if you want, you know, you would say you had done with Rav Hashol.
I had done with Rav Hashol, I would do it.
You would do it?
I'd rather. So, Maisa. L'vorech es amo Yisrael b'yavo. But I'm going to do it. So we should be zeicher. And we're at a bris, we're at a minyan event. It's not mitzvah. For help, we should be zeicher to duchen b'yavo. Okay, I'm going to say it's 45. Sorry, the shiur was shorter tonight, but at least we had a shiur for sure. Next week, Lina, we'll continue with vayivarav. Kol tov v'natzlacha.